With that, we're going to move on to item number six, or is our reports. And we were honored today to have Tressa in our presence here in the boardroom. And she's going to give us our Texas Water Development Board report. Tressa.
Hey, everyone. Some of this will be a little repetitive from what Ryan has already told you. But so the technical memorandum was due to us on January 7th. Thank you for getting that in on time. We'll do a preliminary review just for completeness, and then we'll send out that notice to proceed. So give us like a 30-day review period for that. And then we'll go into our informal comments, which we'll ask you to apply to the draft plan, but no responses are going to be required for that. So a reminder that work performed under Task 4C is not contingent on approval of the tech memo, which you guys are already working on it. The goal of Task 4C is for RPGs to perform a subset of potential FMEs identified in Task 4A, and in doing so, identify and evaluate additional FMPs that can be later recommended under 5A. And again, you have the flexibility to determine which should be done, which it sounds like you guys have figured that out. The ordered list of FMEs for the TWDB to perform is due on March 26th. A reminder that for just the first two FMEs on that list, we're asking you to include a community affirmation form for each in the scope of work. And then finally, we had a chair-led conference call on December 3rd, in which we kind of were able to learn a little bit from each or some of the regions on what they're considering for the small and rural metrics. And that is posted to the website if you guys are interested. And that's all I have.
Any questions or comments to Tressa? Not seeing any. We'll go over to our regional planning sponsor, Pam.
I don't have any updates.
No updates from Pam. And our final report is from our Lower Brazos chair, Alicia.
So, Pam, I'm going to kind of stick you on the spot here. So, we didn't do a calendar. And we're talking about we're not going to have a February meeting. So theoretically, the March meeting would be the 19th, which I have a feeling lands in spring break. So I'm thinking we may not all be able to do this on the call. And so I don't know if you want to try maybe do a poll offline, Pam, to figure out to lock up the March date. And then at the March meeting, we can adopt the rest of the meetings. I mean, is there people who have spring break conflict? Anybody on the call? They know they have a life, children, something. that 19th is going to be problematic. I saw Charlotte. Is that a conflict for you? What about our consultants especially? How is that for you guys?
It's fine for me.
Tim, is that's a conflict for you too?
Yeah, no, the 19th's okay. I want to say the 8th through the 15th, I'm out. So.
Okay. You're the week before. Okay.
Yep.
So maybe we'll have a quorum. Should we just try to stick with the 19th then? Is that okay?
The week before.
I think that could be our plan.
Okay.
And then we can adapt if need be.
Okay. All right.